الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، firstly I have to apologize for coming this late. I did not intend to come late, but قدر الله وما شاء فعل. I just had to come late. The second thing is that I was thinking maybe we should not have a class today, because as an individual, if you follow the news as it goes regarding the spread of the COVID-19, it is very, very scary. Very scary now to think that everything is normal and everybody should go about their normal business. Unfortunately, our government is not responding as they were responding. Everything has been left to the federal government. These governments are not responding as they were responding at the beginning of the crisis. Fashion states closed down their hospitals. Have they resumed them? Many states closed down. So even those who are tested positive, who have to be treated now, are treated from their own pockets. Is that okay? Except for a state like Lagos, I think Lagos is still taking direct responsibility. But they are also complaining that their facilities are overstretched. So in the circumstance, the situation deserves that we are all self. Have to be justice for ourselves regarding this issue. I don't want us to take the matter as lightly as government might have taken it, because the information going on actually shows that there are very serious concerns. There are very things to find out. So I was thinking that we stop gathering. I was thinking that we should stop gathering like this, so that we do not endanger ourselves. I have stopped attending Salat al-Jumma. Last week I did not attend it. We observed our Jumma as we were observing it before during the lockdown. I have stopped attending public gatherings. This is the first public gathering I will attend in the last close to 10 days. I avoided public gatherings. But when I have to go out, I have to be on my mask. There is still in my mask. And I wear the mask. The situation deserves good attention, brother. We all have to take all of it. More so that the rates of death and all of these that we now hear, they are worse than what we had heard in the past. I think everybody, people should be conscious of this fact. Avoid that children attend public gatherings and the elderly people. And we ourselves, when we have to be in public, let us maintain all the, like the corridor of pharmaceutical precautions, bro. We should take good precautions. We should take good precautions. We are lucky to take this and everyone is not. One of our fathers passed away about 9 years ago now. That is a senator, Mario Canales. Passed away the last Thursday, not today, the Thursday up there. May Allah forgive him. I think he was born from yesterday or today. Should be in Nigeria today. Should be very in Nigeria today. He was in the US when he was over a week, 2 weeks. I think he was going to get well and return home. He even bought the tickets for everything yesterday. Today is today's 17. He was supposed to come back home today, but he died 9 days ago. He had booked his flight for today. So, according to his own plan, he should be in Nigeria today as a human being in the US. But the plans of Allah will be that we have now known he's only in Nigeria today as a dead body. Because Allah is the one who actually does what he is. So may Allah forgive his baba. May Allah forgive him. May Allah forgive him. My own last discussions with him were that this life is a venture we have to be careful about. My discussions with him, the last one, he said, we have things we think we owe. We really don't own them. He said one of his friends passed away inside the GRA. He wanted to be buried in the GRA, but the government refused. But he said himself and some people tried to see that there were concessions given to them and the person was buried there, but there was a refusal. He said, so even if my own, as big as this place, I will not be here, I will be taken out of this place. His flock there is about seven GRAs under flock. Is it not up to seven? The one on which there is a building says up to two or three. Don't talk about the gardens. Don't talk about other supporting structures there. That area is not up to eight standard GRA stuff. But today it's not there. Let's go on. Well, the person who, towards the end of the life, he began to see anything very different to me. He used to be a politician. I knew him when he was a starving senator. The first time I ever got into the National Assembly in Abuja, he was the one I went to see then. I went to his office. We sat down. He was saying, you these people, hey, am I? Hey, let me go to my home, I want to come back, 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 back. He said, we used to tell their children not to enjoy this dunya. And what did he used to say? The brother, the one you know, and his younger brother who has passed away, Abu Bakr al-Salam. You'd have heard him mention this name once. I talk about the brother so much, Abu Bakr al-Salam. That is his second day child. I still say, I've not seen a human being who is fast at memorization like that brother. He memorized anything with ease. His own memorization is not memorization, reading and teaching. Just read me. He told me, I asked him, how did you memorize the Quran? I said, I just read it in the morning, the night I read it again, that's all. At the time that he passed away, he had memorized about a third of Sahih Bukhari. In a manner when he's reading it, you think he's reading Surah Al-Fatiha. Very, very brilliant book. I was going to make a first class, mechanical engineering. When people write for exams, you will be reading this book. You won't read it, no. Let me read that. Until the time for exams will reach. So his friends don't joke with him. They leave him, let him sleep in. People used to say that. Because if you behave like him, you will find yourself where you don't expect him. He was such a blessed man. But so calm. So brilliantly calm. He thought. So the brother died about 15 years ago. He told me, he said, Abuna, I think that my time is near. He said, what makes you think it's just action for the husband? So if I go, you should just take care of me. So when he passed away, I was called and I was the one who watched his thoughts. I watched his thoughts. That's one of the things I never forget for their father. Because when we came, the corpse was brought. He said, no, it's your person. So you are the one who knows how to prepare. Go and prepare him. I mean, we went to prepare the brother. There was a clear room. So may Allah forgive you. The person who, yes, sometimes you may say, no, what I was saying, you respect your opinion. Yeah, you know, in that way. You know, in that way. You used to say that to me. And you know, my wife, what's that? You know, in that way. I'm going to say, hey, no, I'm sorry. But in my last discussion, I think he was talking about how gay this thing is. He went to the U.S., he has a family in the U.S. He goes to visit them once in a year, he comes back in a year, he goes back. It was when he went, one of the children went out, was not careful enough, he brought him COVID-19 into the hospital. elderly people, when they have underlying situations, they just kill their life. We Allah forgive you.
We Allah forgive you. We Allah forgive you.
We know the time we mostly use our good deeds is the day we get into the grave. The day each of us gets into the grave, we will know much more the value of good deeds. The 1 naira he gave with Sadaqa will be more meaningful to him in that day. 1 naira of Sadaqa will be very meaningful the day we get into the grave. We want to gather every money we can find. Any good thing, we want to put it together to gain Allah's favor. That's why when I find someone who deserves to really be mentioned in the past, I do not say that. I like to mention them, mention good for them. The least thing is that we hope that Allah forgives their mistakes. The least. The least. Otherwise, we hope very graciously that Allah will multiply their good deeds and admit them into the. So I think he was a very good thing. He was around Nigeria in the 90s today. Maybe he was buried this morning. I'm sure he should have been buried by now. Now, he was very sad. He was very sad. I can share with him. He mentioned it to his son and he had mentioned it to me before. He said, if I passed away, I want to be buried in Ansarubi. I heard that from him. He's a staunch, staunch. Touch, follow up, and his father was very, 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 very,
Elijah Bayo Salami.
Yes, he was an elderly person. We had issues, but he would always tell you, just carry on, young people, carry on.
Since the last time I was there with some brothers was when Abu Malik had a baby.
He went for the Akiko. He called his own wife. I told him, you want to wear our back here?
So we all met there with Baba Sawi. And I remember when one of the people was sharing money, he wanted to, he said, oh, 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 oh,
oh. I was laughing.
They should not give me, he said they shouldn't give me money.
Fine. What are you going to do? Now he's talking to me.
Unfortunately, I have some little money I can spend on that.
That's why sometimes you just give up. And you just...
I have some 1,000 naira, like 10 or 15.
So I just gave it. He said, give me 1,000 naira.
These are the times that we have. I want you to know the kind of person you are talking about.
If someone here is Baba Galaga, but he carries along the young people.
If we are there, he talks to us like we are friends, like we are married.
Yeah, I wouldn't say friends. Give my name to you when I am here.
If we met here, if he prayed here, if he was going and we met here,
you know,
he likes us like his children. He carried us along like his children.
I used to say, I mean, you're laugh on laugh. And he talks on me.
So what else? What else? And he spoke, when he speaks about Turkey, he puts evil of people committing shame,
And when he speaks about politicians, he abuses them to be politicians.
Ah, Baba is not changing. This Baba has changed. So I hope sincerely that Allah will forgive him the rest of his sins. Allah forgive him the rest of his sins. Allah multiply his good deeds. Whenever we all shall meet Allah, we may we meet Allah when Allah is pleased with us. May we forgive our mistakes and our shortcomings. I think 2 days ago also, one of our brothers,
Sir Kabir Al Aqsa, Abu Duman. He's popular, he's just known as Al Aqsa. He also had his father pass away. Sometimes, because of the child, the father gets a lot of money. We didn't know the father, but we know the son. So may Allah forgive him too. May Allah forgive him. I think his own situation was also connected to COVID-19. So you see now how we will be feeling. Now that I think COVID-19 is really bad in children, you know. I really think so. I really think it's serious that we take that. We are taking it from medicine now. Please let's be careful while we ask Allah for his absolute health protection. Let's maintain some good care when we use people and people. May Allah forgive those who have passed away. Some of the people also passed away, it was not connected to COVID-19. That's why I want people to say, oh, it's 2020. I said, what happened to 2020? What's the problem with 2020? What's the problem with year 2020, Mr. Man? 2020 has no any problem. People can have problems. But the year doesn't have any problem. And have people not been having problems before 2020? So why, what's the problem with 2020? You have your own problem, you have your own fitness. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al Ethiopian, he passed away in 2020. Was he killed by 2020? So people should stop this. They think, you know, from the times of Jahiliyyah, that people ascribe evil to the time. And it is wrong. It's from the aspect of violating the matters of prophecy when you ascribe evil to time. It is very wrong for people to do so. So Allah does what he will when he will. Allah does what he will when he will. And our death shall come when it is ordained for us, whether COVID-19 or no COVID-19. COVID-19, some people had COVID-19. They had underlying situations and they did not die. And there are people who didn't have anything, they just don't have it. Raymond Dekosi was saying that he does not know the difference between COVID-19 and malaria. Raymond Dekosi, he's not a young boy. He will have the illness that people in his age have. Yet he doesn't know the difference between COVID-19 and malaria. That means it didn't affect him as much as it did to others. Himself, his wife, his son, about 3 or 4 of them. They all came out sick, nothing happened. What's the problem? And for some younger people, they just passed away. So nobody will die except that he can. This is our key, our basic case. So what's the problem with COVID-19 or not COVID-19 or 2020 or no 2020? In 2020, some people became millionaires. I tell you, some people became billionaires. Read big time billionaires. Not saying billionaires in 1 week. Big time hundreds of billions. In 2020, they didn't steal money. Don't they have politicians or the GOO? No, I'm not talking about businessmen. A company, let me give you one company with a foreign company find a prepaid situation. Government borrowed $1.6 billion. Go and calculate. Federal government borrowed $1.6 billion. Multiplied by 450 or 500. $1.6 billion. That's over $700 billion. And the Nigerian equivalent of the foreign company who provided the funds, they are going to be lifting oil, crude oil, 15,000 barrels from Nigeria every day for 365 days. Now, the way these kinds of funds are arranged, there will be some companies in between who will gain 5%, 3%, 4%, 6% from this profit, from this transaction. An arrangement fixed agency fee. If a person gets 5%, if a person gets 1% of $1.6 billion, how much is that? So you can see that. And this was arranged by the Nigerians. This is the one that we have read. What I'm saying now is not any privilege in front of it's the knee. It's the knee. So some people earn a lot of. Are there not some people who are importing these face masks, sewing face masks? You know how much some people have made for face masks? From hand sanitizers, from goggle face masks to face screens, the shield. You know how much people make? Who make money? Some people supply the rice now that people now say, oh, they want it. Some people supply that rice to government. How much would they have made? Look at the rice that was stolen from the store in Oshun. Imagine that one person supplied that rice. How much do you think he made from government? If Oshun alone, and federal government had people who were supplying them from different places, who made money? People made money just by the situation. And for some people, their salary is not cost. And that is how these are things that I am. Now we do have that. That's how Allah has made the game. He turns it around. Some people today, there's some of them too much. So don't think evil of 2020, that no evil of 2020. Except that Allah does what he needs, whether in 2020 or any time. May Allah forgive all of us. A Toyota Corolla number 851. With its door glass forgetfully left open along the road here. I think the brother is among us. Toyota Corolla 851. Go and please lock up your car open, especially if you are parking on the road. Toyota Corolla 851. Go and lock up your car open. May Allah protect us. I think we can take a few questions before we come to this. If we have. If I cough now, you feel scared. Otherwise, my throat irritated me, I should not cough at you. Feel me. Once I cough now,
I like to ask a question about the manager. Because I think Allah is going to tell us to make a
answer. He wants to ask a question about the marriage of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Aisha, our mother.
Sometimes if we come across Christians and non-Muslims or some non-Muslims, if we challenge us, how is this possible for us? We do not find a marriage in this year or many years ago. But in living with life, it won't have been psychologically mature or something like that. So I like it too. I like it too.
In Arabic, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, Kutub al-Sunan al-Arba, Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, Sunan al-Arba, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Sunan al-Imam, Muwaffaq al-Imam, Musnad Abi Ya'la, Muhammad al-Tayyami, these are the things that Mu'jam al-Qur'ani al-Tarim. They all report that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married our mother Aisha radiallahu anha when she was in 9 years old. In some reports, 7 and 9. Tazawwaja biha Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وهي بنت تسعة وبنى بها وهي بنت سبعة وبنى بها وهي بنت تسعة. So this one hadith, according to Sahih Muslim, is combined that the act was made when she was 7 years old and she actually moved to his house when she was 9 years old. So the time she actually moved to his house was when he when she was 9 years old. The first thing I like to ask you, so you said that from one looking place to noise about this. The noise they have made is different from us. We can discuss this matter for hours. I have an entire book on this subject that I wrote in 2019. So for me, you are just coming to an issue that white. So, and it was written in response to some Muslims who are thinking like non-Muslims. Yes, somebody can hear it. For it. His brain is thinking like the brain of a Muslim. Because the brain of a Muslim, the basic thing about his thought is that Samirna wa the basic thing about the brain of a Muslim. I was listening to Sheikh while he had a training. He was talking about al-riyad al-aqidiyah, intellectual exercise. How people want to exercise their brain. And he was talking about how philosophers were exercising their brain. So the problem with the intellectual exercise was that it was invalid because it was based on till our corner. They said, somebody said, she said, one person said, you start thinking about that. But that intellectual exercise employing regulation with the limits of, well-known limits of the human mind, we land in a place of safety. But as for the thinking of the fact is a problem. And it has landed the philosophers where we know that we have landed. The point here is that some Muslims now begin to think like Muslims. Not you, remember. But the issue was raised and the book was written as a response to them. The first thing they challenged was the authenticity of this hadith. And this hadith is authentic. They reported that Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In that book, I went to all the teachers of Al-Bukhari and the teachers of Al-Imam Muslim, who all variously reported the hadith with the same expression. I didn't say that all these people gathered to sit down to agree upon a lie about the age of Aisha which was married. With their knowledge of the deen and the righteousness and their pride that well known in the Quran, to be agreed upon a lie. So the shubuhat, the ambiguity they raised regarding her age, they were responded to. So the first thing we have to know is that she was married at age 7 and she got into his house at age 9 is a truth that cannot be denied. Denying is like denying the messengership of the Prophet Muhammad. And you copy and maybe sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, what was on the baby? Ya Aisha, what is the baby? And maybe that's the one on the baby. And two for three runs, the two for three and everyone. So it was like rejecting a truth, it's like rejecting the sun. Was there a sun? Has there ever been a sun? It's so authentic. There is no conical or appeal but thing. Nothing against the authentic. So clearly authentic. Having said that, what does her getting married at age 7 and then she coming into his house at age 9, what does it suggest to us? What does it mean? Why is she not going to his house at age 7? Why was he postponed until she became married? Who can give me the answer? She got married to him at age 7. She postponed with her father going to the Prophet's house until she became 9 years old. Why? So that she could have become mature. So if you think the Prophet took a wife who wasn't mature, you are not reasonable. If it were that at this, she came to his house and then there were complaints, oh, she was not mature, this is something else. But at 9 was when she now came. It means between 7 and 9, She became matured enough. She was actually married when she was 6 years in the month of Shawwal. So she was actually 6 years, 9 months old, thereabouts. But she was left until she became 9 and 9 months, about that. Then she came into the house. Okay, connect that with the child. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Al-As and his father, Amr ibn Al-As. The age gap between Abdullah and his father is 9 years old. 9, 8, 9. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would admonish Abdullah, he would say, Tabi abaka ya Abdullah. Oh Abdullah, follow your father, follow your father. Why? Because of this, close age gap, there is my father, just 9 years old. So he, Amr ibn As was 9 when he had Abdullah. How old was the mother of Abdullah? In Peru in 1935, a 5-year-old girl gave birth to a baby in Peru in 1935. There are other cases in the US itself that I was compiling. Girls of age 8, 9, 10, this age range, 8, 9, 10, giving birth to children. How many 9, 10 years old girls in Lagos became pregnant? Lagos, yeah, they could be. Age 10. How many girls became pregnant at age 10? Lagos, anybody. Not to talk of people who were living in the desert, in the hot regions, where children, because of the high temperature, they quickly become mature, till at 5 feet. A 10-year-old girl in Saudi Arabia is looking more like a woman than a 10-year-old girl in Nigeria. Today, a 10-year-old girl in Saudi Arabia, in that part of the world, if you see a girl at 10, she's already umu. Now, and you can find a 10-year-old girl here who has not even know how to be a girl. The situations differ from place to place, regardless of age. In the north here, if you pick a 6-year-old boy, Hausa boy, he can sell a 6-year-old boy, Yoruba boy. Do you know that? You are this? A 6-year-old Hausa boy, their thinking grows very fast. When he talks, the response they give you, what, 6-year-old boy? I have a 6-year-old boy, Hausa boy. My own son doesn't speak any other language except Hausa. And I have a boy who is Yoruba, 3 months older than him. So I'm telling you from experience, not one name, one thing. And you see this as a regular thing in the community. Children in the Hausa community, they grow faster the way they speak. Their thoughts are different. Little young girls, a young girl in the north at age 9, you already seen her behaving like Amaria. Age 9, little young Hausa girl at age 9, you see her thinking has changed. When your own age 9-year-old girl here, you keep playing with her. That's why you can't see her except that she's with hijab, she's well dressed. If you call her salam alaikum, she will look at you twice. What does this man want? So the point is that community is different. People are different in these matters. You cannot, even in the US, age of consent just started becoming a thing. Age of consent is not less than 12 to 13 states in the US. Age of consent is still about 15, 16, 14. Before 1970, I don't think the states that had reached age of consent to be 16 were up to 2. In the US, what does age of consent mean? The age in which a girl can say to a man, come and have evil with me, evil. In the US itself. So when those people come and start saying, the Prophet married a child, you are calling her a child because it is suitable for him to call her a child, otherwise she's not a child. She's not a child, she's gone past that. She's gone past what you are saying. So and then there is a big difference between marriage, child, the nuptial knot and actually bringing a woman into your house as a wife. There are differences between the two. Even in the old Yoruba culture, they used to marry out a girl of 1 month. You would give back a child, one of them, Go to the lawn is very common. If I'm not mistaken, if you give back to a child, I give back to a child, my friend or my uncle or relative who wants his own son to marry my daughter, okay, that daughter, so person, he didn't want to marry him or marry her. And then they will start making the diamond, they will be giving to me as in law. They will be sending the girl gifts. The girl will grow up to know that, I have somebody that I am already betrothed to. This is the meaning of betrothal, even in English language. If it does not exist in English culture, it can't have a word in their language. You understand? If Yoruba don't have something called Owo, this word Owo will not exist. If English people don't know what is called betrothal, give a baby out in marriage, even when that child is not matured enough. And in the Christian scriptures, what happened between Mary and Joseph is carpenter. In Christian scriptures, they believe that she was betrothed at an age below 13. Go and read the Catholic Encyclopedia. It's true that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was given to her husband at an age around 12. So this thing is a well-known thing in the history of mankind. It's not strange. Until they begin to speak grammar about community, they start talking about grammar. Otherwise, there is no grammar to speak there. There's no grammar to speak. I think that's sufficient to answer that. There's no grammar to speak. And there's no apology. We don't owe them apology. Now, yes, some people in the Islamic Affairs Department who used to argue about this matter. Because their thinking is not far away from the thinking like we started in Ibadan, in University of Ilorin. I know that there are people who are worried about this. I know a doctor, you know, a PhD or Hadith or whatever. Over Arbaun and Awariya, who was arguing this point until that book I wrote in 2003 came out. He kept quiet. Stop talking. I don't know whether I still discuss it in his class now, but things like this used to come in the syllabus of Islamic studies. And their plan is that when they bring these issues, they want to use it to poison the mind of innocent Muslims. So that they start thinking, why should our prophet marry a young girl? Why should our prophet not marry a young girl if he desires to marry a woman? What's wrong about that? What's wrong about that? So, if you go back to what the Western world is doing now in the UK and US, especially about sex education regarding children, then you know that they are hypocrites. And ask what they are doing about sex education. They teach little children homosexuality. You've not heard about it, you've not seen their syllabus. The children of six, they are already showing this a girl. They're already showing them parts of a male, private area of a male, telling them what the male private area does at age 6. What are you preparing them for? They are preparing them to go sexually wild at age 6. May Allah protect you. Now, you want to just ask your question. Don't worry about the prophet's marriage to Aisha. Just ask your question. can you make walima to nikah even before you consummate the marriage? Can you make walima to nikah? It's allowed to make walima to nikah. Walima to nikah can come up any time from after the act. Walima to nikah can come up from any time from after the act. From the time the father says, I give you my daughter, from any time after that, the walima can come up. So you can do it on that spot. You can do it 3 days later. You can give it any other time. I know the hukum of walima is wudu. It is wajiba. It's compulsory to make walima. That according to the hadith of Abdurrahman ibn Awf. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded him, he said, I will live. This is the figure to am from which that obligation was derived. I will make walima. Walau bisha, even though it means a table she, make walima. So walima can be any time from when the act becomes tied. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum salam. The Islamic ruling on using the left hand to write. Well, I don't know anything that compels us to write in my writing. Even though Allah mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam writes or would write with his right. Allah mentioned in the Quran. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذًا لَّارْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. When he spoke about the Quran as a miracle, مَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو, you were not reading a book before this Quran, O Muhammad. Neither were you writing anything with your right hand. وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ, you were not reading a book that was written down. Neither were you. Don't be afraid. So neither were you writing down anything with your right hand. Izalla rutaba al-mubtil. Those who come to deny this Quran, they could have had a chance to argue. Says bal huwa ayatun bayyinatun fi suduri alladhina utul ilm. So it mentions writing with the right hand, but it does not mean that you must write because it's a problem. It's information regarding the messenger. It's not saying write with your right hand or don't write with your right hand. So some of these things happen to the media. You don't find out that you write with left hand. I know one boy who writes with left hand. But now he can write with any of the two hands. He can write confidently with his left. He can also write confidently with his right. So you ask him, which one do you choose? Yeah, anyone. You can write with my left hand. When we were younger than this, we played football. We have friends who use left and right conveniently. Left and right conveniently. They could play outside right conveniently. They could play outside left conveniently. One of them is your brother talking to you. So, there are, these things don't mean anything. But as for things that Sharia has specifically mentioned that we employ the right hand, no other than the right hand must be employed, such as eating food. What did he say, Ali Salah? Kul bi yaminik. He said, kul, eat with your right hand. See, command now. Meaning that eating with the left is an act of sin in Sharia. When we drink tea, we drink with our right. Why? Shaitan drinks with the left. Oh, we mustn't be like Shaitan. So except that the Sharia specifically mentions, when we rub our feet or other parts of our body during wudu, we employ our left. So these are things that are specifically mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam will use his left chainsaw in between the toes of the feet when he makes wudu. You see now. Wujuban. That we employ our small finger in between the toes. Wujuban. It's from the wajibat of wudu. recalls in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, we would have been so scared. So if not for these kinds of things, Jesus left is a general thing. I know some learned people, very learned people, who still write with their left. I wouldn't want to mention someone, I'm sure everybody knows. He's an elder in the country, very learned person, and he writes with his left. He signs with his left. Let me say it, because he has done it publicly. Balaam Pantami writes with his left. Sheikh Isa Pantami is a left. He's a learned person, because he's a very learned person. I know him personally, with not I'm saying personal. And issues of knowledge have joined us together. So I know what I'm saying. Afan Banyo, the minister of the country, Afan Banyo, sharp, his knowledge is clean, sharp. Onimo. So if you really, if he does something, find out from him, he may have a ta'wi. So that's the reason why the likes of people like that also, when they get into public office, we try to help them be better so that they will be showing good public example. The point here is that he also writes it his left. There's another person that we know. Well, let me stop like that. So they write to the left. I don't know what is wrong writing the left. But the thing specifically the Sharia has mentioned to me, done with the right, the left should not be used. Those ones the Sharia wants us to do with the left, we should not use our right. Like removing our shoes first. Which one do we remove first? Left. So we must not remove the right. What? You see now? So likewise, when you wear the shoes, you must not wear the left first. You must wear what first? The right. So Allah, this is what I can say about that first. Now, alaykum as-salam. Alaykum as-salam. A man wishes to have a second wife, but he does not know how to present the case to the first wife. Now, he went to the elder. This kind of a man is not qualified to marry. That's a long time. Those who are not prolonging the point. The man who is not able to know how to manipulate his way in that deep matter, because he's told that he's I tell you, if a man does not know how to go about this point, he is not qualified to marry. I tell you, when the woman comes into the house, he will not be able to manipulate. Don't you know that managing the women in the house of Siyaka? Administration, the Sharia, that's the name of Siyaka. Administration. Don't necessarily mean policy for the Siyaka. Managing the house, it involves a lot of intellectual opulence. The person has to be very, very intelligent. So if even from the beginning he does not know how to say that he wants to marry the company, let him go and learn that one first. One more call. It is learned. Brother, do you learn it? Who do you learn it from? Who do you learn it from? If you want to learn how to manage two wives, who do you go and meet? Huh? Me, I want to be collecting money now. You want to come and meet me. Because at least I have kept two wives now for about 17 years. For 17 years, I've had two wives. You think they're not late? And for about 10 years, I have had four wives. I've kept four wives for 10 years. It's not a joke. When some people are still finding it hard to be able to tell their first wife. Okana Fajullahi Alaya Al Dima. Amiya. I claim they are near you. So learn it. It's a profession. Go to people who have married one, two, or three. I tell you. But I don't say come to me. People say, I'm not a terrible thing, but I'm not a terrible thing. Where I was in Kaduna, from my heart, when they see that their husband is looking, they say, hey, Uncle, I hope you're with me. And it happens like that for many people. No, not here. Not here. But the first of it is that you must recognize yourself. Who am I?
My daughter.
Who am I? What do I want from more than a wife? When I was married more than one wife, these are the thoughts that I had. King Mufet, old Nusso. So that said, you also have a King Mufet, she. After the first wife, after Bora Wala, the first one, we need this to protect our honor. Go. The second, thought, what do you want to do with a wife? Some men don't know, and it's not good. King Mufet, she. Because it is additional joy, it's additional expense, it's additional labor, it's additional stress. Would you be doing all these things like that? You don't know what you want to achieve from it. Is it reasonable? You must know what you want to gain from it. If you ask me, what do you want to gain from it? I will just tell you two things. The first thing I looked at as an individual that made me marry a second wife was that. One, I wanted a lot of children. I want children. If I want children, I must marry wives. But I also don't think for just children. I want learned people. So it means the choice of that wife must involve someone who is very, very knowledgeable. At that time, memorizing Quran is starting. 16, 17 years of age. How many sisters we are who didn't reach this woman? 17 years of age. I said, okay, what I will do? I marry a wife. I started looking for someone who had attended madrasa all my life. So at that time, sorry to say, but I think many of us will gain from it. I married a woman who didn't have a secondary school, but she had gone to madrasa in Idaria, Idaria, Sanaria, and diploma. All came. But she didn't memorize class. That's why they didn't tell her. She went there. It was in my house I started giving her Quran, almost one third of the Quran, before she started learning from other people. I'm her first teacher, as far as memorizing Quran is concerned. Why? That will help you if you have a woman in your house who knows Arabia, went to Madrasa Idaria, went to Sanawiya, and then obtained a diploma. And then she memorizes the Quran. She can teach your children the Quran. This one memorized Quran from her. I have several children who are memorizers of Quran. Eight of them. This one has here on our top 3 or 4 or 5. Yeah. So I have gained, I think, like. Okay. So project, do a good projection for yourself, King Mufet, and then you work towards it. Now when I had those 2 hours, my salary was 15,000 naira. And at that time, wallahi nabi la ilaha illahu, I was not earning any cover from anywhere except that 15,000. 2003. My salary was 16,000. Don't ask me how much it is now. If I tell you, you Because many of us say, ah, now I'm having money on at the end now. You need your car. So let's leave my salary aside. But the reason I mentioned it is that don't think that you won't come and come back now. It was just that thing. The affect thing, yes or yes. Look at these two scenarios. You have a wife who studies mathematics and she's a teacher. Each time your children return from school, what will happen to them? She'll ask them, what do you do? Where is the money? Where is it? So the children from school, they know that math has not ended in school though. Even when they come back home, there will be math. So whether they want to study math or not, they will know math. Basic rule. So imagine you have a teacher, a wife who is counting the Quran. If you send your child to a priest, so in the country, who teaches the children how to memorize Quran. If his child comes back, what do you think she will do to him? Hey, come, what was Karachi today? Some people did not need to sleep when they were memorizing Quran. I remember one incident, some people were calling Amala. This one was reading Kekewo, Master Yeti Amala, he will quickly read it correctly. Did you hear what I mean? Orogo, sorry, Orogo. Timbali Amala, you read it. And you know the child, he will quickly change Kira. That experience will be if you have a wife like that. But if it is love or physical chemistry, I just love the sister. What do you want to marry a second wife for? I just love it. I've only heard that from one brother. And I respected him for that. This brother is very nervous. We call him Bombaz. Because he knew Sheikh Bombaz the day Sheikh Bombaz died. Very good brother to the shop. This brother, he told me, said, I want to marry to someone. I said, what? He said, you know what? I don't like to have that kind of a person as a wife. I said, why? I want that kind of a wife. She won't teach me anything. She won't teach my boss. And she won't do anything. I just want that kind of a wife. That woman, they didn't marry. And I knew that woman did not work. They did not marry. I think this is what for Igbo people call goal congruence in marriage. Look for a man who is looking for what you are looking for. Look for a wife who wants the kind of what you are looking for. A wife, she wants someone who can guide her upon the path of knowledge. A husband who wants a wife upon the path of knowledge. So it means, yeah, 70 years ago, still I think I will make you say, you see more people, no more. If I have to send 7 children to a madrasa to memorize Quran, how much will I spend? And then it cannot be straight, for me straight. 7 months of lockdown. One boy who was in Surah to Mulk, as I speak, is in Zula. Because there's nothing like lockdown. You say, well, yeah, yeah, there's no lockdown anywhere. Government said that schools should close down. That one is not inside my own house. So your life has not stopped. You are proceeding with life. The point here, if you ask, is that make your other decision to add additional wife. Make it a productive one. So if you wala, I'm gonna go wala. If you wala, I'm gonna go wala. No reason. Upon what? Upon that sister like you like the sister, something may be wrong with you. Just that I like her, she likes me. That's how you are going to take up the responsibility of marrying a second wife. Man, it's a big responsibility. Have a second one, a big responsibility. So there are others. If this is on the path of knowledge, it may be that like a child, the man wants, only has one child, or 2 children, 3, 4, 5, he wants more. Abu Bakr, the companion of the Prophet Muhammad, he had 40 sons. Omokuri, Ogunleji. 40 sons. All of them scholars. You think it was one wife that gave birth to 40 sons? So you know what you want, you start investing in it and running after it. Well, let's say it is that, you be begging Allah, what I want, Allah bless it, make it possible for me. So it can be children. It can even be vocal. I want children, all of whom will be doctors. Okay, how do I achieve that? You go and look for a sister who studies anatomy education. Don't look for a doctor. She will not have time for you and your children. You go and look for a sister who studies anatomy education. Education for what? She'll be able to impact. She has learned how to teach. So that one will be helping her. They go, I want all these children. Mobilize them to be doctors, to medical doctors. It's not wrong, people. Set the purpose and follow it. Set the purpose and follow the purpose. Run aside. After you run aside, you are making an act of worship. So set the people. If you want to marry a second wife, set the purpose. Look for a valuable purpose, not just one sister, one sister, one sister. If people, sisters know that nobody will take a wife or a second wife, that can even be for your first wife, except on purpose. Women too will start making good efforts. They have over sisters. If you know both the legs, nobody will marry you. If sisters know that, they ask which madrasa you say, inshallah. Inshallah what? You are not attending madrasa. Salu ala nabi kareem. So when it becomes known to women that if you are not attending a madrasa, you are not learning the Quran, you don't have a teacher you are learning from, well known, you take the sunnah as it should be taken and all of you. Nobody say you will get husband or nobody this kind of family. You can find, but not this type. This type, they have the sisters they are looking for. So everybody will start making efforts to acquire good knowledge, good character, good sunnah. And then we hope that the children who will come from this kind of relationship with the children, that Allah will bless these efforts, that will see good results in them. People want good children, they are not making the effort before marriage. The effort for children is before marriage. Somebody can, brother, if we have just had a baby, can you please just educate me about the sunnah of the day of giving birth to a baby? I used to count people like that. Where do you live? The day you give birth to a baby, you are now asking me, I'm going to have a child, I'm going Allah just gave us a baby boy, Allah, and I named him after you, Ibrahim. Tell Allah, you want me to be happy. Can you please tell me the sunnah of the first day of the birth? If I ask him that, is this today that he is asking, you know, I would have spoiled the job. But that was what the Prophet said to the one who asked him that. They were asking me the wrong question at the wrong time. You should have known this one before you marry this mother. So before you marry this man, you know the first thing you need. On the day that you marry this man, yes, the man who leaves you until the day is here. How do you know whether you are not missed from you should stay on the very day that the baby came out? In fact, as the baby is coming out. So let us make good efforts to learn well about Islam. Set good purpose, set good objectives for yourself. And I tell you, oh brother, the best objective you can set for yourself is objective of religion. One last, the best objective you can set for yourself in marriage is objective of what? Deen. Deen. deen, wallahi deen, you will not be blessed. Wallahi, you will not be blessed. Such objective, the goals of deen, when you select your wife, when you hope to have children, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا You want to be Imam of Muttaqun, you are not preparing. As an individual, my first 10 Hajj, I wasn't saying anything in Tawaf than this round. حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا. You think it's a joke? A lot of dua must go into it. So as you make the effort to be begging Allah, to be begging Allah, look at the dua of Ibrahim that brought about the Prophet Muhammad. So make dua, look at the dua of Imran that brought about Maryam and that brought about who? Look at the dua of Zakaria that brought about who? Do you know Yahya never committed a sin? The Prophet said so. The human being who never committed one thing was Yahya. Yahya never committed one thing. Look at the dua of his father. How many years was Zakaria making dua that Allah give me Yahya? Allah give me Yahya. Allah give me Yahya. We want five children, we are not praying for five children. All our concern is he wearing this? Is he comfortable? Is that all those ones are secondary things, I tell you. The basic things are the things of the deen. That is when you say, oh, I have gained. May Allah protect all of us. I think we can stop here from this. Inshallah, let us keep to the advice about face mask and distancing and all of this. If we give the situation and see that it should not be that, we will tell us it should not be that. For our own if we see that we should gather, inshallah, we will tell us that it should go, even though it is precaution, we will mention them to us.